What I told Bill is we become a nation of sissies. And if you're offended by my use of that word, then you're exactly the person that I'm talking about. You want another example of the sissification of America?
Hey, Michael, I'm going to piggyback on what she said. Recruits now, they actually get issued what's called a stress card. And if it's amazing. If the drill instructor is too harsh on them and they're being, quote-unquote, stressed out,
yeah,
they can pull their stress card out and put training on hold for 10 minutes.
Oh, man. What is it? What is it, a pink card? Is it pink? Tell me.
Pink, it might be pink or rainbow.
By the way, I'm sorry if I've offended you by intoning the color pink. Unbelievable story. I'm Michael Smirkanish, in for Bill on the Radio Factor. Been sharing some of the stories from my new book, Muzzled, and more importantly, hearing some of your stories from the Factor heartland as to this PC madness, absolutely out of control all across the country, and I try and make the case, killing us in the war on terror as well, because we've become a nation of sissies. And this sissification, man, I'd love to get that in Webster's with a little footnote to my name. The book's a clarion call to reject political correctness, which is really my mantra. I think that the PC movement is now invading the war on terror. And generally, I think that the limp-wristedness, and that's the only way I can think of to describe it, that's going on at home spells weakness in the war on terror, and I'll talk more about that later. What I try to do is tell short stories about what's going on at home and then tie them into the war on terror. It's my view that all this mamby-pamby, you know, limp-wristedness going on our domestic shores is compromising our ability to win the war on terror.